On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports with the Max on a Friday night. See, sometimes this stuff hits close to home. Sometimes it's just theory, but sometimes it hits close to home. Things you don't anticipate, all of a sudden the unexpected. And then you say, okay, now I understand what everybody's talking about. Now I get it. I've heard about supply chain. I've heard about a work shortage. But until it affects you, it doesn't matter to you. Jay Robinson, if it doesn't touch you and affect you, it doesn't matter to you. And it won't matter to you until it touches you or affects you. Everything else is theory. Today it affected me. And I'm wondering how we get out of this quandary that we're in. Because I've heard about we can't get enough people that want to work right now. We've got plenty of jobs and not enough people that want to work. And I've heard about that and I've seen that and I've had people complain. But today, I was over right off. I'll never forget. You know, sometimes you go, the moment that it became apparent to me, when the light shined bright and I said, okay, now I understand what they're talking about. I was over at off working on a Lifetime off of Highway 7 there in 101, not far from. And right next door, there's a Holiday Station. The next Holiday Station is Caribou Coffee. So as is my want when I'm there is I get the workout in, work out hard, you know, grind it out. We're lifting, we're going at it. And plus, I pick up a lot of sources there, too, because when you're over there, you run into all kinds of people that want to talk sports, so you get to bounce things off them. Anyway, I go over to Caribou Coffee. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to go there, I'm going to get a medium coffee, half regular, half decaf, okay? I don't want too much caffeine, but I want some. And I want that warm, smooth taste, dark roast. Real simple. No cream, no sugar. But I've been thinking about this now since halfway through my workout because I'm going to go in, I'm going to grab that cup of coffee, I'm going to drive into work to WCCO TV, I'm going to have that warm cup of coffee with me, and that will be my friend on the way in. And guess what? It wasn't open. And so then I looked at the store hours to see. Well, I thought, well, maybe they're not open on Fridays. That seems kind of strange. And I said, no, they're open from, you know, like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. or whatever it is, Monday through Friday. You know, it gives the different hours. And I realized they just didn't have enough staff to work at a Caribou Coffee in the middle of the afternoon. And they've got drive-through service as well on a Friday. And I said to myself, why on earth do we have such a work shortage? We've come out of COVID, right? We've come out of COVID, and the government subsidies are gone. So why is it now so hard to find people that want to work? And who are these people that would rather sit at home than work? And how do we motivate those people out of their basement or their living room to work? 651-461-9226. If you have any advice, because I can't figure it out. 651-461-9226. I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, if you do the multiples on this, this is happening all over. And I'm saying, is it because they can find a better wage somewhere else? Does it pay $12 here and they can go over and work at Walmart for $15 an hour? And is it worth working at Walmart for $15 an hour versus working at Caribou Coffee for, I don't know what they pay, $11, $12, I don't know. So I don't want to quote it, but I'm going, we got a great big, you know, coming out of COVID, we're supposed to be going guns ablaze, and here we go, and everything gets back to normal, and instead, we got people that don't want to work. And I just wonder, and I wonder out loud, how are we going to change this? How on earth are we going to convince people to work if they don't want to work? Or if they've decided that it's not worth working for that wage, how do we do this short of drastic inflation? How are we going to do this? And why is it, and this is the one that really mystifies me, why is it that people don't want to work? Because when you work, to me, yes, there is the wage that you get. There's the living wage. There's the check that you get. There's the money in the bank. There's the this and that. And you can go out and do fun things. But there's also a sense of accomplishment and pride every day. There's a sense of, I did something today. On top of that, you meet people that you've never met before sometimes. And you say, that's fun. That's invigorating. It's neat to be around all these other people. And oh boy, now I got a new friend, whatever it is. Or I talked to somebody interesting at the counter, and we can't get people, enough people that want to work. Who are you people that are sitting on the sidelines, and why don't you want to work? We can't get this thing going unless somebody steps up and wants to work. We can't do it. We're stuck. And nobody anticipated this. Nobody thought, well, you know what's going to happen after we get done with COVID, and after, you know, after people feel pretty comfortable being out there, we're going to have a work shortage. I can see that during the government handouts. But now that that's over, what are these people doing? What do you do if you're not working and you're able-bodied and you could work? What are you doing during the day? And how are you getting through life? And I'm going, this isn't good. This isn't good for us on two fronts. Number one, we need people that work so that they can service and everybody can get what they want when they want. We need people that work so that they can put that money that they make back into the economy and everybody benefits from it. You know, if you're working there at Highway 101 at the Caribou, you might go over to the Pancake House a mile away after, whatever it is. And I'm going, why is it? What am I not seeing that other people might be as to why people don't want to work? I don't understand people that only work 5 days a week. I think that, oh no, I'm going to get going. I'll get in trouble. I'll shut up about that part. Okay, let's just say our goal is 5 days a week. But I think if you work a sixth day, you can do a lot more good for yourself. That's just an opinion. Let's go to Bruce in Brooklyn Park. Bruce, have you noticed this? And how are we going to motivate these people off the couch?
You know, Max, one thing that and I was unemployed. I was one of those that was out for 15 months because no one was hiring project managers during that time.
Okay.
Luckily, I found a job. It was the first day of my 16th month of unemployment that I started my new job that I'm currently in. But the unemployment program offers and encourages cross-training into new careers. So what has happened is a lot of those individuals that may have been working those hourly, low-skilled, no-skilled jobs have now got skills and either went into the trades or went back to school. Coursera was offering free college classes online to anyone who was on unemployment during that time as part of COVID up until March of last year.
Okay, so do we not have enough people? Have they advanced themselves, you're saying, that jobs like Caribou Coffee are no longer appealing to them and they can find, are they finding better jobs than that? Is that where the work shortage comes in? Or do we have enough, too many people that just are still cross-training or just don't care and don't want to work?
I don't think that the don't care, don't want to work thing, and I take offense to that. When I was unemployed, people would criticize me. And it wasn't that I didn't want to. The first day I lost my job, I was already looking for work, networking, and applying for jobs.
Okay.
I know there were some people that were not. But the biggest issue right now is in November, we had the big resignation.
Yep.
People were resigning. They were getting fed up. They were going into working for themselves. They were joining. We've got this new thing called the gig economy.
Yep.
That a lot of people are finding ways to get into, and there's a lot of opportunity there. You've got a lot of individuals, though, that were in those no-skill jobs that took advantage of that time. They couldn't afford to have gone and gotten extra training on their own prior to COVID and prior to losing their job. That then they did have that opportunity to go in and get that training. And, you know, the studies have said that's what's happened. There's a lot of these individuals that have left these no-skill or low-skill jobs are now skilled laborers or are in the professional fields working in the blue-collar area or white-collar area, pardon me.
Well, I appreciate the call. That sheds a little bit of light on it. So then I don't know where we go because I don't know how we're going to get down to that ground zero, those jobs that we need unless these corporations step up and spend more money on their employees. And these cups of coffee are already getting too expensive. Let's go to Matt and Blaine. Matt, you're on.
Yeah, I think the previous caller kind of tied into what I kind of had to say. But, you know, from my point of view, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at Dollar Generals and Starbucks and Caribou Coffees and Walmarts and Quick Trips all over the place. How many of these things do we need, and how many workers are there to fill these actual jobs? Are there actually that many workers? They keep popping up everywhere. Do we have that many people?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. It's a fair question, but you're saying how many people would qualify as skilled at that level that would want that job, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, I was just as an example, I go to my local, I was kind of trying to fill up a propane tank in my local Speedway, and they don't have enough staff for me to send somebody out there to fill the tank. And I said, well, is there anybody in the area? Do you have another Speedway? I said, no, this other place is shut down because we don't have enough people working. And then just down the road, I got a Holiday Station getting put up, a brand new one, that and a Quick Trip, these huge gas stations. Where are they going to find the workers if these Speedways can't find workers?
You got me, and I don't know if you compete and you say, okay, Speedway was paying this, so we're going to up at $2 an hour and we're going to be one block away. I don't know how that game is being played. Certainly.
I just think they don't exist is my point. They're putting up all these little places that pay, you know, really terrible wages, and I don't think there's enough people to fill these, just to fill those positions, and they keep putting in stores.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Thank you for your call, Matt.
Yep.
Let's go to Eric in North Branch. Eric, you're on.
Doing
good. What's your thought?
Mike, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I think it's a combination of a few things. Actually, you've got the highest level of people retiring. The baby boomers are dropping out to the tune of millions.
Yep, and they don't need to work anymore. They've worked it out, so they go, I'm comfortable with this, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. You also have the 50 somethings who are now comfortable enough because they've done well enough in the market to say, you know what, I don't need to do this anymore.
I think that's a pretty small percentage.
It's actually bigger than you think, and
really?
Most of the ones that are doing it are primarily there are a lot of women, but you're also getting a lot of women of child age who have kids who are just not going back. That's one subset of what's going on. The other thing I think is people are out of work. They're not getting cross trained. They're not trained for a whole lot. They don't want to do anything. They're being moved out because of automation. Automation's taking some of these jobs that, you know.
And that's true. I mean, you go to Walmart, Target, wherever it is. I mean, they you try finding a place that you can go and actually go through the traditional way to buy your goods. And there's usually like one lane, and then there's 16 people waiting to go through the self-serve.
Correct. Because it's faster, it's easier, it's less complex. And so those people are now out trying, like your first caller said, trying to find different things to do that maybe they don't have to be frontline sort of retail workers.
Yep, I get
it. That's my take.
But thank you for your call, Eric. We're going to have to adjust to that. Today I was talking to somebody, and this is a fair point. Home health care, for people that go into home health care, and I was talking to a person that works in this field, and they said, for you can go do home health care where there's a great deal of responsibility and burden because you're going in and trying to make sure that people that need medical, and not necessarily medical attention, but they have a condition, and you're paying them $11.50 an hour. Okay, she said, we just lost an employee because they said, I can clean three houses a week and make $180 a week. If I'm getting 11, and it takes me 2 hours per house, okay, so $60 a house, $180, 6 hours, okay? Or I can work for $11.50 an hour. Which one are you going to do? See what I'm saying? And so there is, I mean, the competition there is real, and some of these corporations are going to have to step. I don't know that I have the answer. But I do think that slush fund that they got, that great big cash on hand, I think they're going to have to access it. 651-461-9226. I went over to the women's Final Four earlier tonight, and I just wanted to see how the city of Minneapolis was responding to it, what it looked like, what it felt like. It was different than I thought. I will explain the walk that I took and what stood out, because it was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. Stay with us on Sports to the Max. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Jay Pivick will join us at 7:05 to break down the men's Final Four tomorrow. He also scouts for the San Antonio Spurs, so we'll talk a little bit. They're trying to make the playoffs. And Jay, of course, a legendary junior college coach here and beyond. So we'll talk some serious hoops on the other side. Twins won today 8-7. Byron Buxton homered twice. Carlos Correa homered once. Chris Archer was not so great. Making a start for the Twins, although he's got to stretch it out a little bit, get to where he wants to go. So the women's Final Four is here in downtown Minneapolis, and I wanted to see how the city would handle this based on all that's happened since the last time we had an event downtown. Here's what I forgot. The city has already handled, because I'm thinking pre-George Floyd, right? Pre-COVID. How did we, how it will be different now as to how we handle a big event versus? Here's what I forgot, and this is incredibly important. The city has already handled many, many, many bigger events. They're called Vikings games. And when the Vikings play and they get 60-some thousand people coming to downtown Minneapolis, that is a huge event. Tonight, you're talking about playing at Target Center, and I don't even know if it's sold out. So you're talking about a good Timberwolves crowd or a good Minnesota Wild crowd, let's just say, in terms of the number of people that will access the arena. Now, what is a touch different about the Women's Final Four is that there are people that are here and they're staying in the Twin Cities, as opposed to people that would go to a Timberwolves or a Wild game. You have the people from the different colleges, etc., that that are supporting the teams, all those things. So you've got some pockets of areas, the Minneapolis Convention Center, the Hilton Hotel across the street from us at WCCO-TV, kind of some headquarter places. But it's almost like there's two different cities out there. You walk Nicollet Mall, and you would never know. You would never know that there's an event going on. You don't feel it. You don't see it. Here's what I saw. I saw three squad cars parked on the sidewalks. And there's a part of you that says, because depending on where you're staying in the hotel, if you walk from Target Center over to the Hyatt Hotel on 14th and Nicollet, you'd probably take Nicollet Mall, and you're going, but God, I hope these people don't see this. I hope these people that came here don't. I hope they don't walk on Nicollet Mall right now and see that we got squad cars parked on the sidewalks, because you're probably going to say, why do you got squad cars parked on the sidewalks? And then that's going to lead to some kind of a conversation about what's happened in Minneapolis and how it's that. You also had, again, the pockets of people smoking dope with open bottles. And it is not good optically speaking. And it's all, if you walk Nicollet Mall, you run into this two or three times. 9th and Nicollet, 8th and LaSalle, over to, you can run into this. And it's at minimum uncomfortable, especially for people that haven't been to Minneapolis and don't know their way around town. Now for me, it's easy because I walk there all the time and I know where the places are. And on top of that, some of these people, and I'm talking about the ones that are smoking dope and drinking out of an open bottle, I kind of like to engage with them because they enjoy the back and forth in the conversation. And for whatever reason, many of them watch Channel 4, I found out. So many times they'll stop me when I'm walking over, what I really want to do is get them on my side. So for future reference, if I'm not, hey man, I'm with you, man. We can talk about whatever you want to try. Let's talk sports. Let's talk whatever it is. And I also want to engage them to find out where they're at. Why are they here? What's going on in their lives? But that's for somebody that works here every day. My concern is that for those people that come from out of town that walk by there, are they going to go back and say, oh, stay away from Minneapolis? Now, as you got, here's why I say it was two different cities. When you got over closer to Target Center, they've got, I guess, the equivalent to a fan fest right out in front. Some interactive things and some stuff going on. There were, I mean, it was a small pep fest. And so I realized that while this is a big event in terms of it's the Final Four teams, it's not a big event in terms of the number of people that are attending. At least 20 minutes before the game, that's when I left at 20-6. I mean, it wasn't even close to half full. Now they had some trouble getting people in. They were at a standstill outside, so I don't know if they filled it up or not. But it looked like an easy ticket. So I think what I realized was I don't think that there's going to be any problems here with the execution of the Final Four from a Minnesota and Minneapolis standpoint, because it's really no different than when there's a Timberwolves game or a Gopher game or a state tournament, you know, Championship Saturday. All those things are very similar to what they're doing right now. I just hope that the people don't veer too far off the beaten path and walk Nicollet Mall and go over by 9th and Nicollet and some of those places. I don't want them to see some of the things that we see on a daily basis, because I don't want them to go back home and say, "Oh, it reminded me of when I was in Detroit back in 1994. Because you hear that sometimes. You know, you hear that reference to Detroit once in a while. Now we have nice buildings here, and we have the infrastructure is good, and it's relatively clean. It's just that you run into pockets of people that are smoking dope. Some are urinating in the alley, and some have open bottles. Now these are not huge groups, but they're just enough to get your attention where you go, I'm not sure if I can feel safe around here. And when you see the squad cars, and I understand why now, these squad cars, many of them, you might not know this, that are parked in front of different businesses are hired by the businesses. So they're off-duty police officers, but they're allowed to use their squad cars because it's for public safety. And it's not a mandate from the police force. It's businesses that are hiring the squad cars. But if you don't know that, you assume that, oh my gosh, they must really be concerned here in Minneapolis because the police department is putting squad cars on the sidewalks. The businesses obviously feel that there's an advantage to having squad cars on the sidewalks. And I walk this all the time, and I visit with the police officers, and I visit with the people outside of it, and I know what they're watching, and all those things. But most of the time, these are privately hired police officers with cars, and I don't know how that works or what the allowance is for it. But if you're walking down and you see that, it gets your attention in a negative way. And so that's what I'm concerned about. But the actual event of the Final Four, this is just like running a Timberwolves game or something else. And you have less parking because more people are staying downtown, so they're walking over. It seemed very safe to me. It seemed like it was a very reasonable way to go about your business, to go about watching a game. It felt like I said, I didn't see, I don't think, hardly a college basketball fan until I got within two blocks of the arena. I thought I was going to see it on Nicollet Mall, like, you know, people with their colors and their sweatshirts and, you know, go Louisville, you know, whatever it is. Cards rule. I didn't see that until you got by the arena, the same way it would be for a Timberwolves game or something like that. People park within three blocks, they walk to the arena, and they go to the game. And I got to admit, there was kind of a sigh of relief that I had. And all of a sudden, I started to do the math, and I go, okay, that does make sense. Because whatever the target center holds is what your audience is. This isn't the Viking game. This isn't 60-some thousand people. And we can do that, so I'm sure we can do this. All right. Jay Pivick, the Piv. Pivick and the Pivot, we call it. He'll break down the Final Four. Who you like? Duke, North Carolina? Piv knows a lot about it because he knows a lot of the coaches that are involved in it. We'll visit with him when we come back.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.